Hey, Craft Beer Week's going on, and back in the old days, the old Wendy would have said craft beer is just for beer snobs.
You would have said that at some point, really?
But all of a sudden, I'm enjoying the craft beer. It's what are you whispering about, Mary Bauer?
I heard Mary say, let's get out of here. We don't need this.
I was that type of person who said, you know, oh, just have a regular light beer. And I had friends who said, I don't drink that stuff. I drink better beer. And I said, okay, beer snob. All of a sudden, I'm drinking better beer. And it's not that it's that much more expensive, but it's pretty delicious. You have to open up your palate.
Sure.
I've learned to do that. Mary Bauer is here, head brewer from Lagunitas Brewing Company, which is based here in Chicago now as well. It started where? Was it San Francisco?
California, yes.
California.
So our original brewery is out in Petaluma, about an hour north of San Francisco. And our owner, Tony McGee, is originally from Chicago. So when orders and demand kept creeping up, it was time for another brewery. And his first choice was his hometown.
Awesome.
So we're here. We've been here for about 2 years brewing beer.
Very nice.
Marty Scott is here too. And you're the brewer with which company?
Revolution.
Yes, Revolution. What's up, Chicago?
What's up, Chicago? Mm-hmm. Word. Mm-hmm. Revolution's the word.
Yeah.
I just tried, what is the Fist? What's it called?
Fist City? Is
Fist
that
City.
It? Yeah.
Pretty good.
Thank you very much. We think so.
Revolution Brewing Company here in Chicago? Where did it start?
Yes, started in Logan Square about 6 years ago. February 2010, we opened up our brew pub on Milwaukee Avenue. About four years ago, we opened up our production facility on Kedzie Avenue between Roscoe and Belmont.
I told both of you when you came in that when I was younger, you'd go into a grocery store or any place that sold alcoholic beverages, and they had your selection was 8 deep, maybe 10 at the most. But now when you go into a store, you're going to see 30, 40, 50 kinds of beer. What happened? How did that change so quickly?
Oh, boy. Well, they're both pointing to each other.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's, you know, there's a whole kind of revolution, no pun intended, going on right now, you
pun
know.
Intended.
Yes. With people being foodies, right? And and loving their food and knowing where it came from and having more local food. And I think along with that comes the craft beer movement that's developed right alongside of it. So I think that, you know, over these past six, 8 years, we've really been on the upswing and taken on a lot of volume.
Yeah. And this is scary that your major brewers are a little bit, for lack of a better word, they're a little scared. They've taken notice of this, right?
Sure.
Yeah, changing their name to America is not going to help.
Well, has to change their name to America, right? Is that how that works? Everybody's called America now. Better.
All right. Is there some friendly competition going on between Lagunitas and Revolution since you're both in the studio?
I can't speak to that being in the brewery. That's a question for someone on the sales or marketing side.
But as for brewers, you guys, you don't share tips, though, do you?
Oh, absolutely.
You do?
Certainly.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's unlike radio.
Our main competition is the commodities market in beer. It is the corporate entities that are using beer as a commodity just to generate profits, and where they can't generate excitement through products, they purchase brands or they make what we call crafty beers, and they use flavor extracts or other methods to make flavorful beer more cheaply and then market it very aggressively. And that's who we're up against. Lagunitas is using traditional ingredients that make flavorful beer, and it's all about the consumer and the choice and the quality of the product. That's an ally, no matter what company they are.
You know what I love about craft beer, and we'll tell you a little bit more about the Chicago Craft Beer Week that is going on right now because it's closing this Saturday. It's currently going on. I've never been a big wine drinker. I'm kind of getting into wine. But with beer, it was like, do you want light or regular? That's pretty much your only choice. Now, just the complete selection of all the different types and tastes, it's really varied now, which is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Totally cool. What did you bring up with you?
Well, from Lagunitas, we brought first our IPA. Our IPA is our best-selling brand that we make.
Mm-hmm.
It's our flagship. And what I love about this beer is it's very balanced. It has really nice sweetness that comes from our crystal malts, but then you also get the bitterness coming from our Cascade hops that we use in this brew as well.
But not too bitter.
But not too bitter. Exactly. It's very balanced.
So, and hops is what gives you the bitterness.
The bitterness. Yep. And you get a nice pine citrus aroma when you smell the beer. And it's, 6.2 ABV, so so very drinkable. Some beers lately, we try to tip the scales as high as we can, but this one, you can have a few, and they taste good, I think.
Goes down pretty smoothly.
Yeah, and Wendy comes pre-bittered, so you don't have to add any bitterness
very
at all.
Very hoppy.
Yeah. Now, is it insulting? I enjoy lemon or lime in beer. Is that insulting to brewers to see somebody drinking the beer and squeezing a little bit of lemon or lime? Is that hurtful?
No brewer is going to pretend to speak for every brewer. My personal opinion is however you enjoy your beer, you should enjoy
that
your
works.
Beer.
That works, yeah.
I don't personally put fruit in my beers unless I'm having a fruit beer or I'm making a cocktail out of beer. And then, sure, I'll put some fruit in it.
Or a vice beer, you'd put a lemon in. You don't do that either?
I don't, but it's perfectly acceptable to do that.
I never thought I'd say this on the air, but I love the way Aunt Sally tastes.
Oh. And, the type of beer.
Yes, this is another Lagunitas beer. This has a little citrusy kind of zing to it.
Exactly. So Aunt Sally is one of our newest brands that we're really excited about. It's our hot side sour beer. So the taste that you're getting is a tart sour.
Love it.
To it.
It's very refreshing.
That's
for
really
summertime.
Good.
Exactly. It's great. We call it our gateway sour because it's not completely mouth puckering in your face, but it's drinkable, again, refreshing, like you said, and the aromas, you get some great citrus, fruity, tropical fruit notes on both the taste and the aroma as well. So
that's one of the biggest trends right now too, is sour beers, right? That's something in the last year or two, it's really exploded.
Yeah, they're gaining a lot of traction. Yeah. They're gaining a lot of traction. A lot of breweries are playing with different souring techniques. So actually, it's really exciting. Like you say, is it a competitive industry? It is, but we learn so much from each other. So it's really cool to see who's doing what and to get new ideas.
I love Aunt Sally.
The flavor's fantastic.
Unique, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really good. Something's happened with brand loyalty, too. It used to be if you knew a guy that drank Schlitz or Michelob, that's all he drank or she drank. But now I know so many people who every time they go to a store, they try a different six-pack of something.
And you can do that. You can mix and match the six-packs now, which is really great.
Yeah, now it's turned into craft loyalty. People want to buy only beers that are locally made. They want to drink beers that are by independent brewers. If you only drank Schlitz or you only drank Bud, it was probably because your old man only drank those beers. And, you drank what your daddy drank.
And you liked the team that your daddy liked, and you voted for who your daddy voted for. Times they are a-changing.
I still vote for Hubert Humphrey because every 4 years, Hubert Humphrey gets my vote.
We're going to take a quick break. We learned a little about the offerings from Lagunitas. You can go to lagunitas.com. Mary Bauer is the head brewer of Lagunitas Brewing Company. Lagunitas. And then we're going to find out a little bit more from the Revolution Brewing Company because Marty Scott is here. It'll take a quick break. All right. What's the alcohol content on these?
16.9%, Wendy.
We got you a different beer.
Okay. Aunt Sally's just slapped me in the face. All right. It's Bill Left, Wendy Snyder, 720 WGN. We have to find out more about Craft Beer Week. If you've never gone, maybe you should go. Closing event is this Saturday, May 28th. We'll tell you all about that. In the studio with us, Mary Bauer, head brewer from Lagunitas Brewing Company. You can go to lagunitas.com. And we also have Marty Scott, who is a brewer with the Revolution Brewing Company.
That's
just Revolution Brewing?
Revolution Brewing. Yeah.
Okay. And what have you brought up today for Craft Beer Week?
We've got our brand new German pills, the Chicago Pilsner, we're calling it, Rev Pills. 100% German malts, 100% German hops. It's a hoppy Pilsner. It's pretty bitter for a Pilsner, which is traditional for some varieties of German pills. It's actually got more bitterness than our pale ale.
Tastes like Chicago.
Oh, yeah, it does, doesn't it? Yeah.
Wait, what does that mean?
That means, it's a Chicago Pilsner. It tastes like Chicago to me.
Yeah, Lake Michigan water.
It tastes like inclement weather.
And no BS.
It tastes like bad weather with just a little bit of disappointment.
That doesn't make it sound good. Yeah, I don't know that delicious.
It's delicious. It's really good.
But excellent. It is a little bitter. You know, you hear Pilsner, you're thinking like a clear, crisp, non-bitter beer. But it's got a great taste to it.
Thank you. We also have our Pale Ale, Fist City. It's one we debuted last April, and it's been available in a can year-round since then. Both of these beers, the Rev Pils and the Fist City, are Chicago exclusive. Though we're distributed in Ohio, now in Boston, you can't get these beers anywhere but in the Chicagoland area.
Love it.
Does that have something to do with maybe the taste not carrying? What's the reason you would keep something local like this?
Make people come here?
Is that what it is? Yeah.
There are a number of technical issues with them. Not so much quality. It's we consume a lot of hops with these beers, and if we open them up to the entirety of our distribution area, we would have to make a lot more of these beers, and we would not be able to make enough of the other beers
because
we're
going
to be consuming all the raw materials on these guys. There were a number of decisions were made that I wasn't privy to. But you know, these are beers for Chicago. We're
and
a Chicago
don't
company.
Don't we want to know that we can only get this here? Nobody else can have it.
Yeah, there's something to that.
It just makes them more desirable.
But I always hear about there's something about a fresh beer that's just been made in the last few days. You can taste the difference, can't you?
Yes, in the best of cases, you certainly can. Hops especially degrade over time without any kind of care for initial quality of the beer.
Sure.
The best packaging line in the world can still only make a 90-day-old IPA taste like a 90-day-old IPA.
Yeah.
The poorest packaging lines are going to make your 2-day-old IPA taste like 90-day-old IPA. You want to keep it close to home. But our distribution chains, they're a bunch of professionals as well. They can get beer across the country pretty damn quick.
Yeah.
All right, there is a special ale. We're running out of time, unfortunately. We want to give the details about the Chicago Craft Beer Week wrap-up this Saturday. There's a beer that you've brought in that isn't available yet to the public, but will be the very first week of June.
Yes.
Are we able to talk about that?
Well, I suppose we ought to.
It's just between us.
Amy is nodding yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So Rosa is coming back, Chicago. That is our summer seasonal. It is hibiscus ale. Starts off at about a 5.8% golden ale, and then we steep hibiscus flowers on the hot side in what we call the whirlpool. We make like a hibiscus tea out of our beer.
You don't sit in the whirlpool while the beer is brewing, do you?
No. Okay. That would be very
That's
uncomfortable.
Health issue. Yeah,
that would be.
I've already tasted Aunt Sally. I wouldn't mind tasting a little Marty Scott, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, you could scarcely be blamed.
You can use that in the court deposition, by the way. Feel free. We have it on tape. The color is outstanding. I haven't tasted it yet, but the color is...
It's a rosy red.
Yeah.
It is. It looks pink, but it doesn't taste pink. It's got a nice, mild tartness to it. Nothing overpowering, but it just adds a nice summery complexity and tartness.
So you mentioned there's hibiscus involved. How is that added exactly? What are you doing to process
We add it?
It
in what's called the whirlpool.
Yeah.
So we put... basically, these giant tea bags, we fill them with hibiscus flower, and as the wort, or what beer is before fermentation, just hoppy sugar water, it moves from what we call the boil kettle into a vessel called the whirlpool. And that's, I won't get into all of that, but it basically receives the hot wort before it goes into the fermentation cellar.
And it steeps.
We just steep it. Yeah.
Like a tea almost.
Just like a tea.
Yeah.
Exactly like a tea.
Was this available before the Rosa?
Yes.
I had this last year. I love this.
This will be the fourth or maybe fifth year that we've had it, and it's been in cans since our canning line was up and running every summer.
You're going to have to go look for it because it's going to go quickly. For this summer.
I know there's some debate over whether the beer is better out of a can or out of a bottle. What are your thoughts? Is it working better out of a can?
Really, there are really great canning lines out there,
yeah.
And there are really great bottling lines
so
out
either
there.
So either one will work.
And there are really terrible examples of both as
well. Oh, yeah?
Yeah. To say that one is clearly better than another, we could have a very long debate on it. Both have unique advantages and disadvantages.
Yeah.
As long as the packaging line is of good quality and the beer going in is of good quality
It'll
and
hold
it's
up.
Relatively fresh, you're not going to go wrong.
Okay.
So if we want to find out about these beers, the Revolution Brewing and Lagunitas Brewing, closing event for Chicago Craft Beer Week is this Saturday at Wells Park. This is the largest craft beer party in the park, located in the heart of Lincoln Square at Lincoln and Montrose Avenues. How's it been going so far?
It's been a whirlwind.
Yeah, it's been a crazy week. It's been a crazy week, but we're definitely proud to be sponsors of Chicago Craft Beer Week, and it's been everything from brews under glass to we had a dog wash event at Lagunitas. There was a dodgeball tournament, a brewery versus brewery dodgeball tournament, ping pong tournament.
Bill,
it's been tap takeovers, beer dinners, beer cruises. It's been quite a week, so
nice.
And there's still plenty of time left for people to look at the website and see what events are out there. And
that's shybeerweek.com.
Yes.
Correct.
Yes.
There's an app for that as well.
For everything, Marty.
Yes.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate you being here. Really
Absolutely.
Appreciate it.
Thanks so much for having
Cheers.
Us.
Cheers. Thank
a
you
quick
so much.
Quick break, and then we'll check in with Steve and find out what he has next on the Wintrust Business Lunch. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.